Yeah, it's Friday. Forget the weather. Close your eyes. Listen to the music. Let's rock. Yes, the weather might be turning rather wintry, or as we call it up here, Scottish. Well, that doesn't let the music stop. Let's head over to somewhere slightly sunnier. San Francisco, East Bay, the East Bay Ray, and the Killer Smiles. See mistakes with your brilliant mistakes when you're candid and brutally honest. With expert opinions bestowed on your minions, they're filling up on empty promises. Still I can't see how common sense gives way to wishful thinking. Then again, when you play to win, the rules don't always apply.
Give me countless reasons to watch out where you're headed. When I finally had enough, I'll call your bluff instead.
Yeah, he's Bay Ray there. Of course, you might recognize the name from the Dead Kennedys with lead singer Raymond John Pepperell, but there we go. That gets everything going. Right, Ewan Spencer has always rocked out the podcastcorner.com. Links back to the artists, bands, all the music. You can buy them and listen to them again. All of that on the website as well as the contact details and everything. And let's head straight on with the music. Jester has got back in touch. And you have to love the fact that you just have one of the greatest singers in the show we've had for some time from Morecambe in the United Kingdom. I just love the fact that, you know, you can have music from absolutely anywhere. The internet will completely level the playing field and give everybody the same fighting chance. We've had him on a couple of times before. This is a new upcoming album, Scully Said, from Jester.
Her love for me, I would burden them as well. there wasn't room inside her mind. When all you do is everything, it's sometimes hard to even fill the time. With me at every turn. Scully knows she made me happy. Scully turned on my TV.
You know, back in the old days, you could have done that just by putting your finger on the vinyl and let it slow down as it got to the end of the record, but now they've got to do it digitally. Anyway, there we go, Jester there, and Scully said, as I said, from the new album, he's now very happy, 5,000 followers on Twitter. Like, if you do the maths, if like a fifth of them go out and buy this new album, it's about a tenner, knock-off production cost, streak, which you're getting £7 each, you know, that's not bad for 6 months' work. It's not brilliant, but it lets you get the music out there and creativity, and as we've always said, Circle of Rock, music plays, find the artist, buy the music, makes more music, comes back, we play the music again, round and round and round we go. Right, if you've got any suggestions, like if you want to be in the show, or if you've got a band that you want to recommend the show, rock.thepodcastcorner.com. The form is up in the top of the website, or you can get in touch with email Ewan at thepodcastcorner.com. We've got 5 to get through, as always, on the Friday show, so hitting the halfway mark with Bad Luck Charm from someone else. Based out of New York, this is a band who, I have to say, they've got a brave spelling. It's someoneelserocks.com is their website, and you can read that either way. You can read that as someone else, pause, rocks, or someone else rocks. But I think we'll go with the former one. Corey got in touch from the band. Quick email. He did offer it. We'll send you a CD. He'd be like, no, just send it digitally or give me a link to it somewhere in SoundCloud or something, and we can get it into the studio like this.
I really do love you. What else can I say? But you don't wanna ask me if I do today. You're a bad luck charm and always on my neck. Just before I'm
The whole album is called The Doomed, and I am loving it. That's right there, Bad Luck Charm, from someone else's album, The Doomed. Very, very much recommended. As are all the bands, everything gets listened to that comes in. We choose a five, unknown, unforgettable, unmistakable, unmissable, lots of other things that begin with you. And yes, as I got heckled from the background here in this house's recording studio, when I meant it's the halfway song, it's the halfway point of that song, it's the halfway, it's two before, it's two after, that's the one in the middle. Oh, it was easy when I did six, but there we go. It wasn't easy when I did six, because I got to run away and go on holiday for the weekend, so we got to push this one out. What I do know is I've got some fantastic music to listen to and have discovered. And we're going to carry on with Dod Farrell. Now, being Scottish, when you got somebody called Dod, you're thinking, yeah, he's probably called Duncan or Robert. He's big, he's strong, he probably works in the pits and stuff. No. Dod Farrell is based in the US, has been singing for 10 years as a solo artist. First recording got laid down 10 years ago at Carriage on the Hill. He's now come up with his latest album. It's called Hide the World, and he's actually been singing, performing down in Georgia for over 20 years, so a nice hard bit, and he's got one of those weather-beaten faces in the website that, you know, you could put as much Vaseline in the lines, but he just looks like someone who has lived, and someone who's decided he's going to sing about it all. This is Control, Dod Farrell.
I get a seat on the
Todd Farrell there, and a little bit of rock, a little bit of country, a little bit of mariachi Mexican horn hiding in there as well. Great sound. Right then, one to go. And I want to go back to FWW, Fighting With Wire, a band that I came across in Austin. It would be 2009, actually. And at that point, they had one album, Man vs. Monster. They still have one album, Man vs. Monster, but they're getting ready for a new release as we come into the dying breaths of 2011, or at least 3 months to go, if you think a quarter is a dying breath. But I do. So while we wait for that to come out, this lovely little mix of alternative punk rock from Derry in Northern Ireland, I had to go back. I had to listen to them again. And you know what? They get another spin. From their first album, which, of course, is Man vs. Monster. Already said that. Everybody needs a nemesis. Yeah, I need a nemesis. I mean, it's like CC's going out and doing all his speaks and talks and stuff. And, you know, come back. Do some music. Maybe my nemesis is CC's work. Yeah, I'll do that. And you can listen. Yeah, deal? Deal. There's your five, and I'm sure we will have Fighting With Wire back on when that album comes out, hopefully before Christmas. Otherwise, I'll have something exciting to do Christmas Eve. Right then, Fighting With Wire have also been joined by Dodd Farrell, someone else, not someone else, the band, someone else, that's going to be confusing for them for a long time, Jester, and the East Bay Ray. I'm Ewan Spence. As always, you can find the links back to all of these bands and performers back at rock.thepodcastcorner.com. Do follow those links, and if you like the music, say hi, tell them where you find the music. If you really like it, make sure you buy it. I'll be here next week. Enjoy your weekend. Ta-ra for now.